Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Well, it's going to be an epic two summers here in the United States and North America. And, of course, beginning June 14th and running for about a month, we'll have the first ever 32-team FIFA Club World Cup. And then, of course, next summer, we will have the biggie. We will have the FIFA World Cup itself. And joining us from FIFA right now, we're very happy to have Alan Ferguson, who is the FIFA pitch manager. Alan, welcome to the show. And I remember being a volunteer at the World Cup in 94, and some of the pitch people came out to inspect Stanford Stadium, which was the San Francisco venue home. And one of their concerns was pitch invasions and where was the barbed wire and such things. You guys don't think about pitch invasions anymore, right?
No, good morning, Rick, and thank you for having me on your show. No, happily, I think things have moved on quite a bit. The World Cups are a magnificent thing to be a part of in any way, shape or form. I know you've been to two in your lifetime, so you probably know what I'm talking about here. The buzz, the excitement, and they're just wanting to be a part of it, irrespective of whether you're the head groundskeeper or whether you're a fan or whether you're a player or a coach. It's just something that lives in the memory for a lifetime.
I remember at the Detroit venue, the Pontiac Silverdome in 94, it had a dome. So what are they going to do? And they figured out to bring in this hexagonal real grass and put it in. I mean, they pulled it off. What a challenge for people such as yourself.
Yeah, no, it is. And you know, you make a very good point, right? Because the modular system actually was born in the 1994 World Cup in the States. So not a real shock that we had a look at that when the award of the tournament was made, and not a further real shock that we're employing University of Tennessee and Michigan State University to help us with some key research into updating that modular technique. And that's going to be rolled out in half of the stadiums that will be used in the United States for next year, and indeed five of them for this year's Club World Cup.
So I do know sometimes, I believe with the Women's World Cup in Canada, they used a plastic pitch, not unlike the old days of Kenilworth Road with the Hatters. And I know Tottenham just played at Bodo Glimt on a plastic pitch. Is that still, should I say, allowable in a World Cup?
They are usable to a certain extent, but not in the finals. I think the FIFA Council several years ago made a conscious decision pretty much after that 2015 event in Canada for the ladies that we would play all professional games on natural grass or natural hybrid grass, where we introduce synthetic fibres with the natural grass to boost the strength. But that's what the players want to play on, and that's what the medical direction gave us. It was a safer surface to play on than a 100% synthetic surface, and it's something I 100% support because my background's in natural grass, and I think that the advances we've made in technology to allow that grass to be used in some of the world's most sophisticated stadiums was an obvious way to go. So I'm very happy where we are at this point in time, 3 weeks or so out from the Club World Cup.
Yesterday I had Brian Swanson on the show, which was great. I followed his career on Sky for many years, and of course the media director, and I asked him, being a guy from Edinburgh, if he was Hearts or Hibs, and he very proudly said he was a Jambo all the way. So I'll ask you, knowing that you're from Scotland, how much you follow the Tartan Army and who your club side is.
Yeah, so my club side's Dundee. I went there with my father from a very young age, but I'm also a very avid follower of the Scottish national team. They'd be probably my biggest passion in football. I had 16 years down here in Ipswich, where I live now, with Ipswich Town in the English Championship and Premier League. So we do, that would be like our adopted club, but Dundee would be my team.
And not to be confused with Dundee United, right?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Well, now that you're, are you a tractor boy, though? You get over to Portman Road a lot?
I haven't been for a while because I travel extensively, but I keep up with the team. I had 16 very happy years there, and we lifted a number of awards for best pitches. So it was really good time. Probably one of the best times in shaping my career to where it's gone just now. I learned a huge amount there when I worked with the club. A proper family club. It was run by still an old-fashioned board of directors and chairman when I joined it. It's changed quite a bit now, but I think it had to in line with the modern-day game. But no, I thoroughly enjoyed my time at Ipswich Town. It was real good fun.
Is Sir Bobby Robson still feted there? I mean, what he did for that team, greatest manager ever.
He is revered here, as is Sir Alf Ramsey. I mean, to have two England managers that managed your club side and both went on to be knighted by the country, it's phenomenal. So, I mean, the club is steeped in history, but Sir Bobby is still very, very highly regarded here and up in the Northeast when he went up to manage Newcastle for a while.
You know, as a Bay Area guy and as a fan of the Earthquakes, we had a gaffer by the name of Frank Yallop, of course, who came through the Tractor Boys youth team, and he was there for a long time at Ipswich Town, like probably 12, 13 years.
Yeah, and he played at a time when the club probably had its best run of success, you know, winning the FA Cup, winning the UEFA Cup, and doing very well in the league. So that was probably the golden era in the modern day for Ipswich Town. Punched well above their weight at that time. Unfortunately, just got relegated this season from the Premier League, but I think the two successive promotions they had from the lower leagues was fantastic for the town and for the club, but it's an enormous jump from the Championship up to the Premier League, and it's maybe just come a little bit too soon for them, but I think they're in good shape to go back fairly quickly. They've got a great squad, and I think key will be how many good players they can hang on to in the summer.
Speaking of the UEFA Cup, or as we call it, the Europa League, as a Spurs man for almost 40 years, if you're looking for me, I'm over the moon right now.
Yeah, I bet you are, and you deserve to be, as does your manager.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of time for Ange Postecoglou. I thought he had some very harsh criticism going into the game last night, and I was absolutely delighted that they hung on for as long as they did. And they pulled off their first major cup success in 17 years. I think it was great for them. And I listened to his interviews today, and that man is so proud, and rightly so. He deserves every bit of credit he gets for pulling that off last night.
Thanks for that, Alan. All right, let's talk about that Club World Cup. And as I need to stress, because you know I've seen Spurs on their summer tours in America for a few times, and that's always a money spinner. They'll go to Asia, what have you. That's not what this is. This is 32 teams from all over the world. This is a brand new trophy, a beautiful plate Bundesliga looking thing. This is Mbappe and Haaland and Messi. This is the real deal, isn't it, Alan?
No, absolutely. Like, I think, firstly, I think you have to congratulate the FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, for his vision in having this, because he got a lot of opposition to it when it was first mooted. But this is the first proper Club World Cup competition. And, you know, if you're a fan of any club that's involved in that, or even just a big soccer fan in general, you should be beating a path to the ticket office nearest to your home to get tickets for these games, because This is going to be a coming together of the world's biggest players and the world's biggest clubs in one place for the first time ever. It's never been done before, so it's a real moment in history in the game. And as you've just mentioned, some of the biggest names in the game, they're all going to be playing in the States over the month of June to mid-July for the first ever Club World Cup. The trophy's magnificent. I've never seen it close up yet. I'm hoping to do that when I head over to the country just shortly. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm a big football fan. I don't follow clubs that are big enough to be in the Club World Cup, but that doesn't stop me enjoying some of the fantastic football from individuals and teams that are going to be on show in the tournament. I'm really looking forward to it. And as I say, if anybody close to one of these stadiums or is in the States or in there on holiday and you get a chance, you have to be going to buy a ticket to see this. This will be one terrific show of club football. And, you know, to have one major tournament in your country in most people's lifetime is fantastic. To have two in the space of 12 months, one at club level, one at international level, it really doesn't get much better than that.
No doubt about it. FIFA.com/tickets. And I just saw Leo Messi a couple weeks ago when he was in the Bay Area with Miami, and it was a madhouse. So get your tickets now. Do not delay. And I'll end this, Alan, by yesterday when I had Brian Swanson on, we were talking about the trophy. He says there's a key, and hope no one loses it, there's a key that opens up the middle of the trophy. And I was like, what? It was hard to, like, so I'm looking forward to seeing what's inside the little, I don't know, it's like some Indiana Jones artifact.
I can't tell you. I don't know, but I know there's a key. you are correct in that.
All right. Once again, FIFA.com/tickets, the Club World Cup here in the United States. 32 teams from every continent, June 14th to July 13th. And, of course, next summer, the biggie, the FIFA World Cup, which we will co-host with Canada and Mexico. We've been speaking with the FIFA pitch manager, Alan Ferguson. Alan, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you out here.
That's my pleasure, and I hope you enjoy watching your team's parade tomorrow night in North London.
Yes, it's going to go from Edmonton Green down the high road. I've been there many times. I wish I was there. Thanks, Alan.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Rick.